Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. If you're loving what you're hearing on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, go out and tell two friends about the show. You can listen to the podcast on more than 15 different platforms, including iPhone, Android, Windows, and Mac. Services like CastBox, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Player FM, Overcast, Anchor, and Radio Public, to name just a few. Spread the love around. Why keep all this goodness to yourself? On today's show, we're talking about some low-cost improvements that can build tenant loyalty and create a lot of goodwill between landlords and tenants. When tenants are late with their rent, it's sometimes because there's something about their accommodation that isn't right. Maybe they haven't told you about it, but somehow they have the feeling they're not getting their money's worth. Of course, if there's something really wrong, you should fix it right away. When a tenant feels ripped off, they will find a way to get even. Maintaining tenant loyalty means eliminating those irritants and the problems. It also means creating pleasant surprises. These are the small wow experiences that people remember. As the seasons change, properties also need to adapt. Leasing activity picks up significantly in the spring markets. If you've had a vacancy through the winter months, now's the time to improve your curb appeal and get rid of that winter residue on the property. The dead grass and leaves should be cleaned up, and any debris that accumulated over the winter. People move for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes they don't like their current landlord. Sometimes they don't like the property they're currently living in. If you're going to attract new tenants, it doesn't have to be the best property in the city. It just has to be better than the place they're moving from. So getting a jump on the season and making your property look appealing before the other landlords do could speed up filling that vacancy. It's also the perfect time to perform scheduled maintenance on the inside of your property. After the winter heating season, air filters need to be changed. Screens on the windows should be inspected and repaired. Take the time to repair any broken blinds at the same time. And if your windows are standard sizes, you can often get pretty significant savings by having the blinds cut to size in larger quantities. If you have a few extra in inventory, you'll need them eventually. The largest energy cost in the summer months, of course, is air conditioning. Functioning blinds can reduce cooling costs, and ceiling fans can be another huge energy saver. They can also go a long way to making an apartment more comfortable during those hottest months. A little bit of air movement makes the room feel cooler. It also improves the heat transfer to the outside when the windows are open. If you don't have ceiling fans, you may want to consider installing them. They're a very low-cost upgrade. And if you surprise your tenant with that improvement, I'll be highly appreciative. Part of maintaining low vacancy is creating a feeling with your tenants that you care about their experience living in your property. Regular maintenance of your property shows your tenants you're serious about maintaining your property. It also gives the management team the opportunity to inspect the condition inside each apartment. There's a balance between allowing your tenants the quiet, uninterrupted enjoyment of their property and regular inspections to protect your investment. If a tenant refuses the upgrade and attempts to refuse entry, that could be a red flag. You should insist on requiring entry to the unit to replace the air filters and maintain the HVAC system, since this is a health issue and therefore is not negotiable. As always, make sure that any request to enter the property complies with your local landlord-tenant regulations. If your property has amenities like a swimming pool or hot tub, start the process of preparing the pool for summer. I haven't used the pool in months, and will be looking forward in anticipation of dipping into the water when the weather heats up. If you want to build a sense of community, how about hosting a social event for residents during the upcoming long weekend in May? You don't have to spend a lot on refreshments. You could heat up some barbecues and make it a potluck event. The sense of community after a long winter creates a stronger emotional connection between your tenants and the place that they're living. You could also set up some games like a beanbag toss and offer some prizes donated by local suppliers. People won't remember that they got a $20 break on the rent for 1 month, but they will remember how you made them feel. And that's where it's your job as a landlord or property manager to create a spontaneous wow experience. You don't have to go overboard or do anything particularly extravagant, but if it's unexpected and a pleasant surprise, it will stimulate that spontaneous wow response. It's that wow response that you're after. And as you think about that, brainstorm a list of things that could create a wow experience for your tenants. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.